This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The culture of Silicon Valley, or maybe the mental image that the rest of us have of the culture of Silicon Valley, gets talked about a lot. Rich college dropouts hitting it big, running around the Bay Area in T-shirts and sneakers, enjoying their free office food and all those perks. But there is another side of the whole tech geek culture, the trade-off that sometimes comes with being really good at data, but not being so good with the human stuff. Gabriel Roth's debut novel, The Unknowns, deals with just that kind of thing. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
This is some combination of coming of age and big data and the tech boom and what, romance, I guess, all in one. It's quite a story.
That's right. The protagonist of my novel, The Unknowns, his name is Eric Muller, and we meet him as a teenager. He's really good with computers.
He's just a geek, man. I mean, honestly, come on, right?
Well, I think that's right.
Okay, all right.
Really good with computers, not that great with social interactions, particularly not that great with girls. And he's going around using his very rational, very data-oriented brain to try to gather information and understand and think through every single social interaction as though it can be understood and controlled in the way that you could understand computer code. Yeah. And that just doesn't work when it comes to human interaction.
Picking up on that idea, though, of how Eric goes about codifying his life and using this big data, you know, he says at one point that his partner in this firm he eventually starts tried to convince Eric that lubricating the flow of information about individual consumer preferences would constitute a meaningful contribution to human happiness. I mean, that's sort of what goes on with big data today. That's what Amazon is trying to convince us of. That's what, I mean, all these big companies who have our data are trying to convince us that it's good for human life and existence.
Well, there's a sort of neo-libertarian ideology behind a lot of these new technological startups that often assumes if they can make a lot of money collecting information, moving it around and selling it back to other people, then it must, by definition, be good for us.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm not convinced that that's true.
Yeah. What is it about and, you know, this obviously comes with the news of Edward Snowden and the NSA and all that. What is it that scares us about large entities knowing so much about us, even if it's anonymous data?
Well, fundamentally, I think there's a feeling of powerlessness, right? And when it comes to a big government agency like the NSA, we are essentially powerless and it can do what it wants with us. When it comes to a big commercial enterprise like Facebook or Google, I don't know that that's quite as true, but we still have that same sense that I'm just a tiny little speck compared to Google. And what's Google want with me? What are they going to do with me?
So what were you trying to do? Were you trying to humanize this use of big data, or were you trying to make us see the peril that lies within?
Well, it started from the human experience and from that sense that you sometimes have in interactions of wondering what other people are thinking about you and what they know about you. And it was only after I started working on and writing about that sort of interaction that I realized, oh, there's a connection here to these other questions that are coming up in discussions of business and politics and so on.
Yeah. This process of having a first book and shepherding it through the writing, which I gather took years, and then the revising, and then finally the sale of it, is it something that recommends itself to you? Did you enjoy it as a process?
I enjoyed the writing very much, not in the sense that, oh, this is really fun, but in the sense that this is challenging and interesting and you're up against some interesting limitation of your own every day.
Yeah.
Then the subsequent part of trying to get it published and trying to get it sold, that I don't really recommend to anyone. That was miserable.
Gabriel Roth, his first book is called The Unknowns. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.